Now, Lusk Autism Friendly Towns joined forces with Lusk Sports Hub, Junior Park Run, and organised an autism friendly event. Henry McKean went along to find out more in North County Dublin.
Welcome everyone to Lusk Junior Park Run. My name is Claire and I'll be your run director today. Do we have any first timers people here today? You're all very, very welcome. As I said, my name is Claire. Thank you for coming along this morning.
My name is Tricia Lynch and I'm on the committee of the Lusk Autism Friendly Towns. And we're here today at the Lusk Sports Hub with the Junior Park Run, who signed up to become autism champions. They were probably the first club in Lusk to sign up. So we're delighted to be here with them today. We have a lovely setup here with an information stand, and we've been sponsored by our local Lidl store with lots of fresh fruit and some water for the children who are getting ready. They'll be doing their warm-ups fairly shortly and they'll be setting off on their 2 kilometre walk, run or jog around the lovely, clearly marked out trail with lots of volunteers to guide them along the way. And we're so delighted today that we have some parents here who have brought along children who are autistic and will be participating in the run for the very first time. So that's what we're about, and we're absolutely delighted to see everybody here. It's absolutely amazing. We set up with the aim of trying to get all of the sports clubs in Lusk and the other clubs and businesses to come on board and to sign up to become autism champions. So we're working with As I Am, the National Autism Charity, to try and make Lusk an autism-friendly town. So we're absolutely delighted to see such support here today.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cosgrove. I'm on the Lusk Autism Friendly Town Committee and I'm also a very active volunteer with Lusk Junior Park Run. So I have 2 caps on today. The park run is absolutely amazing. It has been had a huge impact on my family life. My eldest son is 11 and he has autism. We come here every week. There's absolutely no pressure put on the kids to, you know, run as fast as you can. It's take it at your own pace. There's, you know, they can do the workout if they want. More often than not, my son will just be dancing to the beat of his own drum. And sometimes if he's not feeling that he wants to do the actual participate in the run itself, he can help out with his mum and dad who volunteer every week, myself and my husband. And the community of Parkrun have just been absolutely so welcoming and fantastic. Everybody knows my son now and just supports him every week. And it's just so lovely to get out on a Sunday morning.
And how great is it for your son to take part in at the Junior Park Run?
It's great for him socially because, you know, he did struggle with social issues and stuff like that. So he has made little friends every week. It's the same kids. It's very routine based. So it's the same, you know, it's the same track every week. It's the same people, same faces. So for him, it's very calming and relaxing. It gets him away from the screens for half an hour, you know, enjoy it. And he really does enjoy doing it and he loves taking part.
It's a run, not a race. Fantastic. We have a few children who are due their 50th wristband, their ultra marathon. Congratulations, Hendrik. So yes, do let us know if your child is due a wristband. We like to give them out after they've done 11, 21, 50 or 100. As always, I want to thank my volunteers. Thank you so much for helping out this morning. And if you fancy volunteering, please let me know. 1, 2, 3, go.
So they're off here at the Junior Park Run.
Claire Davis, and I am a run director here at Lusk Junior Park Run. So we are very keen to hear people's opinions and experiences of how we can make sure the event is as inclusive as possible. And this can be things like ensuring the start line is in a safe place. And so, you know, there's no chance that children might, you know, come out onto the road or anything like that. And also being aware of kind of the potential noise. So we make parents aware if they need to bring along ear defenders. And we're just constantly asking people for feedback if there's anything we can do to improve the event. It is a 2K event and it runs on a Sunday morning at 9:30. And it's for children from ages 4 to 14. Now, you can still obviously still take part. However, we don't record your time if you're over 14 because it's just for children of that age, 4 to 14. We're always looking for volunteers. So we love having as many people as possible getting involved and getting active on that on the day.
What do you love about it?
I just love how much fun it is. There's like it's such a lovely community. And even at the 5K Saturday events, you know, parking is what you want it to be. It can be a fast run for you if you want that today, or it can be a nice, gentle, chilled out walk too. Whatever you want.
So we've got the leader here coming through. I mean, just look at that speed.
That's correct.
A boy there, probably about 10 years of age.
Well
go
done.
On, good
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Fantastic, great work.
So they fly around, don't they?
They do. They're very, very fast, some of the guys here. But I do want to stress, it is whatever you need it to be. So my own daughter will probably stop and pick some flowers and will hand them to us as she's coming round, because our event here is a three-lapper, which can be difficult for some of the children when they're younger. But at this age, the kids often quite like to stop at the finish funnel, take a drink, throw off a layer or two, and then keep going. Well done, guys.
Well done, everyone.
Great running, guys. Well done.
I'm James Murphy, and this is my son, Indiana James. My son was just recently diagnosed with autism just a few weeks ago, and we suspected it for a year, maybe two, but it's kind of different when you get the official diagnosis. Today is just about being out, meeting other people in the locality and enjoying yourselves, yeah? Yeah, of course, you want to stop.
Stopping and taking in the nature, looking at the flowers.
Absolutely, yeah, because there's beautiful views. This is a relatively new park in Lusk. It's a fantastic resource to have nearby, and enjoy the run, yeah?
Well, you get back running.
Thank you very much, thank you.
So you're just over the line. What's your name?
Finn Fogarty.
How did you find that race?
Oh, very tough.
And you were right up there, weren't you?
Yeah, it was very hard. And I know it's not a race, but when you work hard and have fun, it feels very good to do the race.
Do you enjoy a junior park run?
Yeah, I enjoy doing it every week.
So it's 2 kilometres, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 kilometres.
And it's not a race, but it's a run, but you can't help yourself being a bit competitive.
No, but sometimes half of you takes it to race, sometimes the other half takes it to run. But all together, it's just about having fun. It feels pretty good to get out early. And once you get out early, it's a good start to the day, wakes you up.
And why do you like running?
I like running because it keeps you fit and it's good for the environment instead of always using cars and trucks and buses. I worked on the running a few times, try beat my record.
And what is your record?
9 minutes and 3 seconds.
9 minutes and 3 seconds, that's amazing.
Thank you.
And that's 2 kilometres in that time?
Yeah, it is.
God, I couldn't drive that fast. How did you find the park run?
Pretty easy.
And why was it easy?
Because I do this a lot and I train hard every Tuesday and most Thursdays. So this is more like a breeze for me, but I still enjoy doing it.
There are a few like minor setbacks because I was trying to pass a few people out, but one guy in a red top, he was trying to like keep in front of me, going in front of me. But eventually I managed to pass him, so yeah.
And you got past those minor setbacks?
Yeah.
And where did you get that competitive streak from?
I don't know, I just do a lot of sports.
I know where he gets it. He gets it from our dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love getting up in the morning, having pressure to get up, out, and I love running out at the morning because instead of just laying at home doing nothing, you can get fit and healthy by doing the park run every Sunday.
First I was about 20th, and then I had some water, then I kept on running, and suddenly I kept on passing people, and then now I'm 10th.
Well done. And how did you find it?
It was a bit harder than last time, but because there was more people, but I did okay.
Lenny! 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 So you're Lenny.
Yeah.
Everyone's chanting your name. How did you find the park run?
Good.
You're just over the line.
Yes.
How was it for you in Indiana?
It was great. He was a bit tired towards the end, but he pushed through and he ran the last little bit there, which was great. So very proud of him. His first park run, and no doubt we'll be doing a lot more of those.
So Adam and Jamie, how did you find the park run? How was it?
Very good.
very fast, actually. Like a speedy guy. Zip!
My dad was the tail walker.
Absolutely brilliant. It's amazing. It's just to get them out every Sunday morning and to participate together, and they just love doing it, and it's brilliant for Adam, and it's, you know, it's togetherness as well. They love doing it together, and like that, they're a bit competitive. They were ahead of their daddy.